New Albany Police Department says they're investigating a fatal accident that involved a pedestrian last Friday night. An unnamed 78-year-old man was trying to cross Market Street west of U.S. 62 when he was hit by a vehicle. Authorities say he was taken to an area hospital and eventually succumbed to his injuries. The crash remains under investigation. The historic Avalon apartment building on West Main Street in Newark is being torn down after a devastating fire ripped through the building back in March. Leeds Community Action Agency owns the building and announced the difficult decision last month after considering other options. Officials say the building had part of its roof collapse and the building sustained significant damage. Fire officials listed the cause as undetermined. With the holiday season around the corner, the Salvation Army in Central Ohio is putting out an urgent call for volunteers for its Red Kettle campaign. The Red Kettle fundraiser has been a tradition since 1891 and raises money to provide meals and services for families in Central Ohio. You can find out more at easternusa.salvationarmy.org. I'm Eric Brown reporting. More than $42,000 is coming to the Knox County Land Reutilization Corporation for their cat property assessment. Officials say the results from the assessment will inform any necessary remediation. It will also support the development of a local transit hub, retaining 45 jobs, and enhanced transportation services for Knox County. Around 100 yards of corn filled Route 668 south of Laurel Hill Road Monday afternoon. ODOT confirmed the debris that covered the roadway was, in fact, corn. Crews worked for 3 or 4 hours to clear the road while motorists used alternate routes to get around the situation. ODOT believes the corn probably belongs to a farmer, but the source of the spill officially remains unknown. The city of Columbus now has 84% of its systems fully restored after this year's cyber attack. Director of Technology Director Sam Orth says the focus is now getting email back on employees' phones. He says almost 17,000 people have signed up for free credit monitoring. You have until November the 29th to sign up. I'm Eric Brown reporting.